News release. Niagara Parks. Niagara Falls. In honor of National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, Niagara Parks invites the public to immerse themselves in the rich history and culture of Indigenous people in Niagara through unique opportunities across the Niagara River Corridor. Falls to glow orange for truth and reconciliation. On Monday, September 30, 2024, Niagara Falls will be illuminated in orange at the top of every hour beginning at 6:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. in honor of National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, which began as Orange Shirt Day, a grassroots movement among Indigenous people inspired by the story of residential school survivor Phyllis Webstead. The Strong Water Singers, an Indigenous-led collective with members from across Niagara, will be present to sing and drum. In addition to the illumination, members of the Indigenous community will gather along the Niagara Parkway, near the base of Murray Street, to sing and drum traditional songs that honor survivors of Indian residential schools, to remember the children who never returned home and to help heal the Indigenous community that continues to feel the impacts of the Indian residential school system. Over the past few years, Niagara Parks, in partnership with the Indigenous community, has begun an annual tradition of turning Niagara Falls orange on September 30th to recognize Orange Shirt Day and Phyllis Webstead, whose story has become a symbol of the profound loss the Indigenous community has experienced as a result of the Indian residential school system. In 2022, Phyllis Webstead visited Niagara Parks and met Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for the first time during a sunrise ceremony held on the grounds of the Niagara Parks power station. The events were documented with an interpretive panel unveiled in 2023 that helps share this important story. New anthology chronicles 13,000 years of Indigenous presence in Niagara. Niagara Parks, in collaboration with Plenty Canada, recently published Landscape of Nations, Beyond the Mist, a new anthology that comprehensively explores Indigenous life along the Niagara River Corridor, drawing from Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabeg traditions and meta-narratives, archaeological findings and British Indian Department records, alongside rich illustrations, photographs, artwork and artifacts from museums, libraries and archives. The group of 17 authors who contributed to the book comprise the leading scholars and Indigenous knowledge holders with expertise on Indigenous history and culture within the Niagara region. The anthology is co-edited by Rick Hill, an educator specializing in Indigenous cultures, histories and arts, who currently serves as Indigenous Innovation Specialist at Mohawk College, and Tim Johnson, Senior Advisor for Heritage and Legacy with Niagara Parks Commission and Plenty Canada. Both are former executives at the Smithsonian Institution. Landscape of Nations, Beyond the Mist is available for purchase at Niagara Parks retail locations, the Niagara Falls History Museum, Niagara-on-the-Lake Museum and Fort George. New audio tour offers immersive Indigenous experience at Niagara Glen. Launched in June in celebration of Indigenous History Month, Rekindling All Our Relations is a free, self-guided audio tour along the spectacular trail network within the Niagara Glen. The first of its kind in Canada, this unique experience was curated and produced by Michelle Elise Burnett, president of Kekekolonics Indigenous Consulting Company and Landscape of Nations 360, and audio engineered by her son, William Reek Jr. The tour combines musical compositions by renowned Indigenous artists with rich narratives and teachings that promote a deeper connection to the natural world. The tour takes visitors through breathtaking lookouts over the Niagara Gorge and the Whirlpool Rapids of the Niagara River, offering a unique and authentic experience that honors Indigenous heritage and teachings. For more information, visit niagaraparks.com/glenaudio. Landscape of Nations Memorial at Queenston Heights Park. Plan a visit to the Landscape of Nations Memorial within Queenston Heights Park to reflect on the significant contributions of the Haudenosaunee, Six Nations, Confederacy and Indigenous allies that helped secure victory during the War of 1812. Established in 2016, the Living Memorial affirms the proper place of Indigenous peoples at the forefront of our collective understanding of the significant history of the Niagara River Corridor and the broader Canadian narrative. Quotes. All along the Niagara River Corridor and across many Niagara Parks properties, guests will discover rich connections to Indigenous culture and history. We encourage everyone to explore new ways to honor our Indigenous communities as we all reflect on the significance of National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Bob Gale, Niagara Parks Chair. On September 30th, as we observe the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, we reflect on and learn about the impacts of residential schools in Ontario. The programming provided by the Niagara Parks Commission offers us the opportunity to deepen our understanding of the Indigenous peoples in the Niagara region and further our efforts to advance reconciliation. Stan Cho, Minister of Tourism, Culture and Gaming. The initiatives taking place in Niagara Falls on the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation and Orange Shirt Day, including the illumination of the falls, are an opportunity to reflect on our collective role in ensuring reconciliation becomes a reality for Indigenous people. On this day and every day, we must deepen our understanding of the lasting impacts of the residential school system on survivors, their families, and Indigenous communities. Greg Rickford, Minister of Indigenous Affairs and First Nations Economic Reconciliation.